One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
Welcome to Paranormal Deep Dive, where we unravel the mysteries of the unexplained and dive headfirst into the eerie and the macabre. Today, we take you to a sprawling estate in Westfield, Indiana, Fox Hollow Farm, a picture-perfect suburban retreat with a chilling past. Once the residence of Herb Baumeister, a man suspected of taking the lives of at least 11 young men, this property hides a dark history beneath its serene facade. But that's not all. Over the years, Fox Hollow Farm has become infamous, not just for the horrors of its past, but for the lingering presence of something unsettling. Residents and visitors alike have reported seeing shadowy figures, hearing disembodied voices, and even feeling unseen hands brush against them in the dead of night. Paranormal investigators have come in droves, capturing voices and unexplained anomalies that only deepen the enigma. Is this the residual energy of unthinkable trauma? Or are the spirits of Baumeister's victims still searching for peace? Today we'll sift through the documented history, first-hand accounts, and expert theories surrounding Fox Hollow Farm. Prepare for an in-depth exploration of the fine line between the paranormal and the psychological. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Fox Hollow Farm sits nestled in the quiet community of Westfield, Indiana. Its serene surroundings and expansive 18-acre lot paint a picture of suburban tranquility. But behind its idyllic facade lies a history so harrowing, it has cemented the property's reputation as one of the most infamous crime scenes in the Midwest. In May 1988, Herb Baumeister, an ambitious Indianapolis businessman, purchased Fox Hollow Farm with his wife, Juliana. To their neighbors, the Baumeisters seemed like an ordinary family, parents raising three children, while Herb managed a chain of thrift stores. Beneath the surface, however, a much darker reality was taking shape. Herb's peculiar behavior began raising concerns early in his life. Reports indicate he exhibited antisocial tendencies, a fascination with death. The facade of normalcy began to crumble in the early 1990s when local authorities in Indianapolis launched an investigation into the disappearances of multiple young men. Unbeknownst to Herb's family, Fox Hollow Farm had become the dumping ground for his gruesome crimes. It was only in 1996, after Juliana allowed police to search the property, that the horrific truth emerged. Investigators discovered skeletal remains scattered in the wooded area behind the home. Forensic experts determined these were the remains of at least 11 individuals, though not all have been identified. Herb fled to Canada and took his own life before he could be apprehended, leaving behind more questions than answers. The story might have ended there, with Fox Hollow Farm becoming just another dark chapter in true crime history. But for the new owners of the property, the nightmare was just beginning. Soon after purchasing the home, they began experiencing unexplained phenomena. The first reports were subtle, objects moving on their own, faint whispers heard when no one else was around. Over time, these events escalated. Guests reported seeing shadowy figures roaming the property, particularly near the wooded area where the remains were found. One chilling account came from a resident who described hearing footsteps in the gravel driveway late at night, only to find no one there. Others recounted feeling an oppressive presence in certain parts of the home as if they were being watched. While some dismissed these occurrences as the product of overactive imaginations, the sheer volume of reports has left even skeptics questioning the nature of the disturbances. Psychologists have weighed in on the phenomenon, suggesting that the traumatic history of the site could play a significant role in the experiences reported. The concept of place memory posits that emotionally charged events can leave an imprint on their surroundings, which can then be perceived by sensitive individuals. This theory could explain the feelings of unease and the reports of apparitions at Fox Hollow Farm. Additionally, the psychological impact of knowing the home's history may heighten suggestibility, causing people to interpret natural occurrences as paranormal. Despite these rational explanations, the stories from Fox Hollow Farm continue to attract attention. Paranormal investigators have descended on the property, eager to uncover evidence of the supernatural. Their findings, including electronic voice phenomena, EVPs, and inexplicable temperature drops, have only fueled the farm's reputation as a hotspot for ghostly activity. But are these occurrences truly paranormal, or are they a reflection of the human mind's ability to create meaning in the face of the unknown? As the story unfolds, we delve deeper into the haunting phenomena reported by residents and visitors alike. From shadowy figures to unexplained sounds, Fox Hollow Farm offers a chilling glimpse into the possibility of life after death, or the power of a location's dark past to influence the living. As the years passed, Fox Hollow Farm transformed from a quiet suburban home into a magnet for paranormal investigators, thrill seekers, and anyone fascinated by its dark history. Those who have spent time on the property recount eerie experiences that defy logical explanation, solidifying its reputation as one of Indiana's most haunted locations. One of the most commonly reported phenomena is the presence of shadowy figures. These apparitions have been seen both inside the home and near the wooded area where the remains of Herb Baumeister's victims were discovered. Witnesses describe the figures as indistinct yet unmistakably human in form, often standing motionless before disappearing into thin air. Paranormal researchers have theorized that these could be residual hauntings, where intense emotional events imprint themselves on the environment, replaying like a recording without any awareness or intent from the spirits. The interior of the home is no less unsettling. Residents and visitors alike have reported hearing faint, disembodied voices, often calling out their names. These voices, captured by investigators using audio equipment, are classified as electronic voice phenomena, EVPs. In one chilling recording, a voice whispered, "Help me," sparking speculation that it could be one of Baumeister's victims reaching out from beyond the grave. Other phenomena include sudden drops in temperature, the sensation of being touched by unseen hands, and objects moving on their own. One investigator reported witnessing a door slam shut despite there being no drafts or other logical explanations. Another described a powerful feeling of dread while standing near the property's indoor swimming pool, an area rumored to be where Baumeister committed some of his crimes. Personal experiences further add to the mystique of Fox Hollow Farm. One former tenant shared a harrowing account of encountering a man in a red shirt walking through the woods late at night. What makes this story particularly eerie is that several others have reported seeing the same red-shirted figure over the years, always in the same area. Despite the overwhelming number of reports, skeptics argue that many of these experiences can be explained by psychological or environmental factors. They point to the power of suggestion, noting that simply knowing the farm's history might lead visitors to misinterpret ordinary occurrences as paranormal. Additionally, the isolated location of the property could amplify natural sounds, creating an eerie atmosphere that feels otherworldly. Yet not all phenomena can be so easily dismissed. For instance, investigators have documented instances where electronic devices malfunctioned without cause, only to resume working perfectly once off the property. Others have reported finding bone fragments that seem to surface inexplicably after heavy rains, reigniting fears that the farm's grim history is far from fully uncovered. Theories abound about what might be fueling the activity at Fox Hollow Farm. Some believe the spirits of Baumeister's victims are trapped there, unable to move on due to the violent nature of their deaths. Others suggest the property may serve as a kind of spiritual vortex, attracting energy from beyond due to the traumatic events that unfolded there. As chilling as these accounts are, they leave behind more questions than answers. Are the reported hauntings genuine, or are they a product of the human mind's need to make sense of an unspeakable tragedy? Is the paranormal activity a cry for justice or merely echoes of a horrific past? Whatever the truth may be, Fox Hollow Farm remains an enigma, a place where the line between the natural and the supernatural is hauntingly blurred. Fox Hollow Farm is a place that challenges our understanding of reality. On one hand, it's the site of horrific crimes, a chilling reminder of how evil can masquerade behind the mask of normalcy. On the other, it has become a focal point for stories of the paranormal, with countless accounts of shadowy figures, ghostly voices, and unexplained phenomena. The question remains, are these experiences the cries of restless spirits, or is the history of the farm so dark that it bends our perception, making the ordinary feel extraordinary? Skeptics might argue that the mind is a powerful thing, capable of conjuring fears and phantoms in equal measure. The isolation of the property, combined with the knowledge of its past, creates the perfect storm for eerie encounters, but even the most logical explanations can't account for every detail. What about the EVPs, the sightings of the man in the red shirt, the doors slamming shut with no apparent cause? These moments defy easy answers, leaving room for the possibility that something truly unexplainable lingers at Fox Hollow Farm. And whether it's a case of residual energy, intelligent hauntings, or the psychological power of suggestion, one thing is certain. Fox Hollow Farm has captured our imaginations, blurring the line between history and the supernatural. The victims of Herb Baumeister may never get the closure they deserve, but their stories, both earthly and otherworldly, ensure they will never be forgotten. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. SSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.